Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
Living in today's world is becoming a very scary thing. What hope do we have for the future of our children? And if you're worried about the future, it's no wonder, because living in today's world is frightening.
Living with hope is the most urgent need today. But what do we hope for? Sadly, hope is dying in just about every area of the globe. Wars and rumours of wars, including the ISIS problem, has world leaders wondering about the future. What sort of a future does the next generation face?
Fear is in the air. Crime is rampant. And as we listen to our newscasts, the hope we once had is dying. All we hear is bad news. The Middle East is at flashpoint, and the remedy to our problems seems almost insurmountable. So, is there a way out of our present dilemma?
Down the years, the ministry of the Billy Graham Association, as well as thousands of other evangelists, have proclaimed the good news that Jesus Christ is the answer to our world dilemma. And the result of those messages is that millions of lives have been transformed by the Word of God. Yes, there is a way out of our present dilemma. The real answer to today's dilemma is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Faith in him has transformed lives, and millions are putting their faith and trust in him. Yes, Jesus Christ is the answer to our world dilemma, and that answer is in the Holy Bible, God's Word.
The Bible teaches that in the end times there would be wars and rumours of wars, and in the world, distress of nations with perplexity. In other words, there would be a fear that has people wondering what we're doing and where we're going. Today, world leaders are perplexed and they don't know where to turn.
It seems we're going our own way and doing our own thing. Sadly, there are innumerable false cults and religions all vying for their place in the sun. And if we investigate just some of these, we'd find their claims do not conform to or even come close to the true faith of God's Word.
And why not? Simply because we are so self-centered, we don't want anyone trying to run our lives. The adage, "I do what I do when I want to do it," is where our problem lies. Mankind is generally going his own way, and that is dangerous to his eternal soul. Events are rushing at breakneck speed. Are you ready for what's coming? Cataclysmic events are rushing toward us with terrifying speed, and we're seeing and hearing of the coming horrors of the last days. The ISIS crisis is only the beginning.
The future is urgent, but it's not too late to turn your life over to Jesus Christ the Saviour. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." The Bible also says, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation."
Today, Christ will forgive all your sin and rebellion and make you a child of God. Just invite him into your life by faith. Turn from your sin and just pray these words with me. O God, I am a sinner. Please forgive me and come into my life right now. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Write today for our free booklet, "Is Anybody Out There?" by John Blanchard. The booklet, "Is Anybody Out There?" is free and postage paid. All you have to do is write.
To contact George and Rita, visit our new website. The address is www.communicationradio.com. That address again, www.communicationradio.com. And thank you for listening.